In a final act of respect, Harold found his dead brother and took what was left of him to be buried at York Minster. But he had no time to grieve or exult over the death of Tostig. For the day after the Battle of Stamford Bridge, the Norman fleet at last felt the wind change direction. So with great haste, the Duke went to sea, with his fleet sailing swiftly to the coast of England. Their first sight of land would have been the great cliffs at Beachy Head, and they landed in the nearby sheltering harbours of Pevensey. An old Roman fort guarded the beach. Within its now empty shell, William's men erected a prefabricated timber castle that would later be rebuilt in stone, as if declaring that they were now the heirs to the Romans. Expeditions for food and forage from the base camp took the usual form, burning everything that couldn't be seized, striking terror into the hearts of the locals.